the entirety of the New Testament presents to us this fact that the love that we've come to know in Jesus Christ is a love that this world rejects, persecutes, and hates. All who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And so the variety and extent vary. That's true. But if you truly seek to live this alien life in this fallen world, the fallen world sniffs out this alien smell of the resurrection on you and will seek to stamp it out. It recognizes it for the threat that it is. The principle of this world is death. And what do you do with the people for whom the death is not something that they have to be afraid of? Because they look at it and say, but that's a defeated enemy. Oh, it can snarl all it wants to. It can eat me down, but it ain't going to have me in the end. You know, it's going to spit me back out, and I'm going to live with Christ forevermore, body and soul, just the way Polycarp prayed. The world says, these people are dangerous. They are not safe for us. And so they try to get rid of them. It is precisely the Christian's great hope in the resurrection and their firm belief that there is no power more almighty than the power of love, to lay down your life to be a blessing to others. This is the greatest power in all the world. And when Christ is almighty, we are confessing first and foremost that he is the one who gets to be servant of all by laying down his life for all, including for the poor people that are perpetrating these horrible, heinous acts. The church's response is not to say, you know, God damn them for that. The church's response is to pray with Stephen, Lord Jesus, lay not this sin to their charge.